InterTeamWorks.com podcast and our fictive opinions of Entertainment Earth's management, employees, affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the InterTeamWorks.com podcast for Friday, February 1st, 2008. I am your host, Adam Paulus, and this week I can actually speak. It's great, I gotta tell you. We got a lot of exciting new news for you today, from toys and more, so let's get started. Movies. This week at the theaters, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus in 3D, The Best of Both Worlds. Whatever. Over Her Dead Body, The Eye, and Strange Wilderness. So you've got a teeny bopper flick, something for the housewives, yet another bad Jessica Alba movie, and something from Adam Sandler's Happy Madison production company. So if you must go out this weekend, I don't know what I should recommend to you. Last weekend at the box office, Meet the Spartans was number one with $18.5 million. Shame on you. It was closely followed by Rambo with $18.2 million, and the top five was rounded out by 27 Dresses, Cloverfield, and Untraceable. Mystery Science Theater 3000 fans, if you want the individual DVD for the giant Gila monster, we've got news for you. It'll be $7.95 from Rhino.com, and it appears to be an exclusive. This item will be also included in the reissue of the Volume 10 box set of the series, but if you have the original Volume 10 box set and you just want the giant Gila monster, since that's replacing Godzilla vs. Megalon, now is your chance. Word on the street is that in just a couple of weeks after hitting U.S. theaters, Cloverfield sequel is already in some sort of greenlit phase. They want to make another one. The original cost about $25 million to make and has so far brought in $66 million. It's still a lot less than Juno, but nothing to sneeze at. The B-52s are releasing a new album called Fun Zone in March. Apparently the first single, which has the same name, is getting some airplay on the radio, but since I don't listen to the radio, I haven't heard it yet. If you haven't heard of the B-52s, they recorded a bunch of songs you might know back in the 70s and 80s, like Rock Lobster and Love Shack. This will be the first album of new material in over a decade. Journey hired yet another new lead singer. It's some dude named Arnold Pineda, my apologies for butchering this, from the Philippines. You can see him on YouTube. He used to be in a band called The Zoo. The amazing thing is he really does sound exactly like Steve Perry. If you have any interest in Journey, real or ironic, check him out on YouTube. His singing is really, really gosh darn good, so check him out. Toys and stuff. Star Trek. Star Trek is going to be going to Playmates Toys. Once again, Playmates had the Star Trek license throughout most of the 1990s, and their new products are being shown at UK Toy Fair. Word on the street has it that 4-inch figures are making their debut, which is potentially really exciting given that means we'd actually have a Kirk and a Spock scaled with our Destros and Boba Fetts for once. No pictures have been shown yet, we hear. Vehicles might be showing up, as well as playsets, figures, and roleplay weapons. We hope to have more to tell you when I go to New York in a couple of weeks. With any luck, I'll do podcasts from New York, but I don't know what kind of internet access or hotel room makes me pay for. So, who knows? Star Wars. The new comic packs are hitting. And guess what? They're the subject of this week's Figure of the Day later on. Also, Wave 3, or at least what is assumed to be Wave 3 of the basic assortment for this year, has been announced. It is, in fact, Clone Wars figures. They are done in the realistic line, so they'll be done, of course, in the realistic style. The line will feature Obi-Wan Kenobi in his clone armor, IG Lancer droid, sorry, my notes are scrolling, Sacy Tin in his clone armor, a scuba clone, Padme on Ilum, it's a new version of the Snow Padme. Mon Calamari Warrior, a Quarren Warrior, a Quad Gun Clone Trooper. It's the guy with the really cool reciprocating gun. So basically, a lot of these figures are new versions of figures they did previously and did poorly. So it's really exciting for those wanting a better figure. There's a lot of weirdness going on with this line, so I'm not going to say too much else right now. The new wave of comic packs was also revealed in previews, and it's available for sale on entertainmentearth.com. The two new comic packs, and there's only two, are Asajj Ventress and Tull Skoor, and Dirge with Anakin Skywalker. Dirge appears to be a new sculpt. Anakin Skywalker appears to be a repack. That's really lame, Hasbro. And I haven't seen Asajj Ventress and Tull Skoor yet. Tull Skoor is some long-haired, bearded, former Jedi guy. Asajj Ventress is, of course, the bald Sith witch. So hopefully she'll get a new figure, because her last ones have been good, but not fantastic. So that's some pretty good news. StarWars.com has confirmed there's a Padawan named Ahsoka that's a Torguta. Basically, it's, Shaak-Ti, but small. And apparently she has a sidekick who's Rota the Hutt. I don't know much more about it. There's a little green Slimer looking dude showing up. So apparently there's going to be a Hutt in the new cartoon. So I just spoiled it for you. Ha ha! Playmobil. Yes, more Playmobil. What appears to be the entire 2008 German lineup, which will be coming to the USA in 2009, has been revealed. It's pretty slick, actually. A set of jewel thieves includes a diamond case with a working alarm, as well as some paintings to steal, and all kinds of thievery accessories. A giant pyramid and a sphinx are the jewels of the Egyptian line. They each open to reveal lots of hidden goodies and storage space inside. The new themes for the year include the police, Egypt, divers, and a house, plus some other stuff. By and large, it's pretty impressive, pretty high concept as far as Playmobil goes, and the only place to see these right now are on your favorite Playmobil forum. Unfortunately, nearly all of them require registration to see any pictures, so that kind of sucks. I also mirrored some images on 16bit.com, which is my personal blog, so if you want to see a few of those new sets, go over there, and I got some links to the English language and German language sites where you can see some more, because I don't think you'll be finding the German language links very easily unless you speak German. And I have no idea if you do, because you don't tell me these things. G.I. Joe. Not much new for G.I. Joe this week. I forgot to delete this part out of my note from the previous week. But, yes, G.I. Joe, new stuff is hitting, apparently. Waves 5 and 6 of the basic figures are hitting circulation. I haven't seen any of Wave 6, and I've only seen Wave 5 once when I was in Phoenix. So, who knows? Transformers. Dispensor, that's with an O, the vending machine, is coming to the Robot Heroes line. You can see it on today's podcast page at Entertainment Earth, or search on Dispensor, D-I-S-P-E-N-S-O-R, that's S-O-R, on EntertainmentEarth.com. I guess it was kind of a Mountain Dew vending machine in the movie, and it's weird, but it's cool, so check it out. BotCon registration is up now, and the name of the toys have been revealed, but not all of them. The twist, of course, is that the Autobots are the bad guys and the Decepticons are the good guys. In the set, you will find Optimus Prime, Grimlock, Goldbug, Starscream, Jazz, and Minicon Razorclaw. These are in the box set. Apparently, there's going to be more souvenir toys sold separately, and the molds being used to make these toys are a mix of Cybertron and Classics-era molds. So, I guess no movies stuff. Video games. Nintendo will be releasing a Cobalt and Black DS Lite on February 10th. For those of you who don't know what Cobalt is, it's dark blue. So if you're still waiting to buy a Nintendo DS, you may as well snag this nifty colored unit when it hits in about 2 weeks. Xbox 360 fans can download Rez HD and Chessmaster from the Xbox Live Arcade service this week. Rez was a very popular cult title for the Dreamcast and later PlayStation 2 back when I was in college. So if you haven't tried Rez out yet, you probably want to give it a shot. It's a free demo to download. It's sort of a shooter, but it's kind of an electronica techno thing. It's worth checking out. Give it a shot. For the Nintendo Wii this week, you can download 1080 Degrees Snowboarding from the Nintendo 64. Which is a pretty fun game from the Nintendo 64 era, only I don't know if the newer ones are better or worse, because I'm not a big snowboarding guy. So there you go. PlayStation 2 fans, take note, your system is not entirely worthless yet. A game called Arcana Heart is coming from Atlus. If you haven't heard of it, and I certainly haven't until this morning, it's a 2D fighter from Atlus with an all-girl cast like Guilty Gear meets Dead or Alive. It's expected to be a fairly limited release when it hits stores for $29.99 this April. It looks a lot like some other 2D fighters I played by Atlus and some other publishers back on the Saturn and the Dreamcast that didn't come out in the U.S., so I'd probably recommend buying it on site if you have any interest in it. I'm going to be watching for reviews, and if it's just the slightest bit positive, I'm probably going to go ahead and buy it because Adam loves him some 2D fighters, and there just aren't enough these days. They keep delaying Street Fighter HD, and that really sucks. So this should be a nice alternative to you bored old-school gamers like me. New at Entertainment Earth this week, dozens of new items. Yes, we've been adding a ton of new stuff at Entertainment Earth, including the fantastic and marvelous five-figure set of figures from Heroes. Mezco's new action figure line is little series one. You can get just the five figures you want for $89.99. You'll get Hero, Peter, Claire, Sylar, and Mohinder with all their accessories, true to the show, sculpting, and they are fantastic. We've also received stock of the latest wave of Star Wars comic packs and lots and lots and lots of new stuff. We keep receiving new things almost every day, and we keep adding stuff to the news, to the site almost every day. It's insane. You can find new items from Labyrinth, Popco's new Nintendo line, Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and more. Check them out today. Also take note, we have up for pre-order the very, very, very hard-to-find Playmates toys. Resin statues of three of the four turtles. You can get Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael. They look really, really cool. They were really hard to get. I didn't even realize that any of them came out but Leonardo, but we're going to be having them soon. It's a warehouse find, and one of the things you can only find at entertainmentearth.com. Please visit our site today, and thank you for your business. And now, it's time for our
Toy of the Week!
Excuse me, Toy of the Week. This week we turn our attentions to the latest wave of Star Wars comic packs, because, of course, I am obsessed, and what I'm obsessed about is what you're going to hear about on this show. And I just got these in the old mailbox. I hear they're starting to hit toy stores now. I'm walking over to my, one of many, many piles of action figures in my living room. I am picking up the case and taking it over. I have opened these figures a few days ago, and I got to play with them a little bit. I got to get the comic books, too. Left those over here, so let's go get the comic books. There are three new packs in this new exciting wave of comic packs, and these are not exclusives like the Walmart ones we talked about last week. These are, in fact, going to be available everywhere fine action figures are sold. You can get them at entertainmentearth.com. They're in stock today, or you can get them Kmart, Walmart, Target, whatever, if they carry them. Let's start off with Star Wars Republic issue number 57, where... Wait, no, that's an older one. Wait, no, is it? Yes. Ah, sorry, that's an old one. Never mind. Ha! Star Wars Tales 22, which includes a clone commando and a super battle droid. The... Both of these figures are, of course, revised versions of existing figures. So if you're one of those, I don't want any repaints or variations or anything like that, collectors, you don't want this. But if you're a troop builder fan or you like variations or unique looking squads of characters, this is a set you not only want, you want probably about five or six of it. Or at least I do. I'm sure my wife will love it. Basically, you get a all-white Republic Commando figure with a newly tooled backpack. The gun doesn't seem to be anything too fancy. But he's slightly retooled, he's white, he's got some mud on his shins and feet, and he has the same articulation as Scorch, which is to say shoulders, neck, hips, elbows, wrists, and hips, and that's it. So about 10 points, standard size, not too much grit. He looks very clean. I'm almost disappointed they put the mud on his shins, because the figure looks so clean and so perfect otherwise. That kind of mucks it up. If you figure out damage all over it, it might be good for a stronger overall look, but it's kind of not entirely finished. The visor also is kind of oddly painted. I don't know if it's just mine, but it seems to be two-toned. From where about where his nose would be up, it's kind of a lighter grayish blue, and from the nose down, it's kind of a darker grayish blue, so it's like they have two colors of paint here. I don't know if they're all that way or what, but it's weird. I like the figure a lot. I wish I could get more of them a lot easier. But unfortunately, he's only available in the comic pack right now, so if you want him, you got to buy a bunch. He comes with a Super Battle Droid. The Super Battle Droid is a repaint with new accessories of the figure that came out about a year ago in Wave 1 of the 30th Anniversary Collection. He's as super articulated as they come. Joints are very tight. He has a plasma grenade, actually two plasma grenades. One's already exploded on his foot, and the other one can be stuck to his chest. He has the same holes as the original Super Battle Droid figure. Red eyes. Lots of dirt. I mean, he looks good and nasty and old. I mean, this is a really nice droid. So you'd probably want to get a whole bunch of these, too. So if you are the kind of fan that wants to army build both clone troopers and battle droids, you really want to get this set and you want to get a bunch. As I said, he comes with Star Wars Tales 22, a partial reprint. The whole story is not here because Tales was like a 64-page comic and this is about a 32-page comic. So they kind of cut out all the extra anthology stories. The art's really good. Focuses on a bunch of Republic Commandos going to a planet, capturing a Separatist leader, and taking him hostage. And a lot of them get taken out on the way, and a lot of clone foreshadowing. So like, gee, I wonder if they're going to turn bad kind of stuff. So that's the first one. Our next comic pack this week is Star Wars number 37, rather Star Wars Empire number 37. This is a reprint from a couple years ago, and you get two figures, Mouse and Basso, or Basso. I'm assuming it's Basso. Both figures are in Stormtrooper disguise, and here's why you care, or here's why I think you care. Mouse is, depending on who you ask and what resource you look in, either a Nemoidian or a Duro. I always thought he was a Duro, but new information says he's a Nemoidian. Believe who you want. They're basically like Vulcans and Romulans, kind of the same, identical twins played by Patty Duke and Pointy Ears. The green skin guy is basically, it's a Stormtrooper vintage figure, or removable helmet figure, if you have either of those, with a new head and new hands. So he's got big green hands instead of the usual Stormtrooper gloved hands, just like in the comic book. He has a removable helmet and a green alien face that goes under the helmet. So he's almost just another basic stormtrooper, which is really good if you're looking to build your armies. The only problem is if you're trying to army build, the stormtroopers with the green hands are going to look a little out of place. He's a very good figure, totally clean, and basically it's just that, a head swap and a hand swap. You know what to expect if you bought the 2000 and, wait a second. I think they might have retooled the neck a little bit too, because it looks like he's got kind of some lizardish stuff under there. I at least painted it, but it's tricky. So, yeah, I like how I do all my research ahead of time so I can tell you guys everything. But, you know, sometimes I don't look at the figures that up close until, you know, you're literally, like, squinting at them in front of a microphone. So, anyway, I like Mouse. Mouse is good. It's a great new figure because how many Rebels do we get who aren't Luke and Leia these days? And it's neat to see that we can actually expand that whole so-and-so in disguise concept. The other figure is Basso. Basso is bald. It's a new head sculpt on that same Stormtrooper body. He has a Stormtrooper shoulder pauldron, and like Mouse, has the typical Stormtrooper blaster. The figure is super articulated as they come for this week, and you can put his helmet on or you can take it off, and you can take the pauldron on or take it off. So this guy actually does act like a normal Stormtrooper or, to some degree, a Sand Trooper with no backpack. Because of that, it's worth getting anyway, because even if you don't like expanded universe stuff, it's another figure for your dioramas. So why not get one? He has neat markings around his head, and the face sculpt looks pretty much just like the comic, just like Mouse. There's no dirt or damage to speak of. He's totally clean, and he's pretty great. Also, on both of these figures, Hasbro actually painted the helmets correctly for once. Instead of painting a black smudge between the forehead band and the eye lenses, they left it white, so it doesn't look like they're merging together. So good job, Hasbro. This is a really nice set, even though, like the other set, it's mostly old molds. You're doing a great job. This new assortment is rounded out by Star Wars Empire number 39. It's a part of the same story arc as the previous issue we talked about. They didn't do 38 for some reason. Hopefully they'll get to it. But this series features on Luke and a bunch of Rebels infiltrating the Empire and Luke's friend Tank from his childhood. The set comes with Dina Shan and Luke Skywalker, in Imperial outfits, basically Imperial officer uniforms. Luke is called Lieutenant Junland, after the Junland wastes on Tatooine. He has a removable helmet, and like the other figures in this assortment, he too is essentially a repaint. The figure uses the Admiral Ozzel body that was originally sold to you way back in 2004 with a new Luke head and removable hat. The figure still has his hand posed like he's being choked, which is kind of good and kind of bad, because you can have him pose like he's gesturing to people. He has a Stormtrooper gun and a lightsaber, which is pretty slick. The figure is articulated at the neck, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, and waist. And like I said, it's basically just Ozzel with a new head. So if you have Ozzel, you basically know what to expect. It's got kind of a grayish olive-colored uniform, and I recommend it. Luke in an Imperial officer outfit, it's a nice change of pace. There's only so many Lukes you can do without going to the comic books and new disguises, so it's something different, and I appreciate that a great deal. The likeness on the head is better than a lot of Luke figures Hasbro's cranked out over the years. It's not perfect, but it's good. So I'd recommend this figure on the merits of this set. Well, this figure is worth getting the set for. So obviously, I haven't been getting much sleep lately. The other figure in the set is Lieutenant Dina Shan. She is basically the Juno Eclipse mold from the Force Unleashed line, but painted differently. Juno Eclipse isn't out yet. She was meant to be out last year, and this is supposed to be a repaint of her. Since it took so long for those figures to come out, they're still not out yet. Technically, she's the first release of the mold. So it's what some fans are starting to call a pre-paint. This has happened before, of course. The figure is super articulated. Hips, knees, ankles, shoulders, elbows, wrists, neck, waist. Ball joints everywhere except for the hips and the waist and the wrists. Really good sculpt. She's got a gray outfit, a little too much makeup, removable hat, removable hat, and she's great. Very thin, not too bulky. It's a fine example of Hasbro doing a good figure based on a comic pack and doing a better job than, frankly, the character deserved. At least so far. She's going to do a bunch of more stuff in the series later on. She currently appears in the Star Wars Rebellion series, which is published about annually at this rate. With any luck, Dark Horse will get on their case and, you know, actually start putting stuff out at regular intervals because they keep delaying stuff left and right. I think the series started something like 2 years ago, and there's been a grand total of 6 or 7 issues. So, yeah, that's great. But, yeah, that's this week's comic pack roundup. The assortments they ship in come with new and old comic packs, so you'll get a couple of each of the new guys and some reprints from Waves 3 and 4. What's more, Wave 3 Revision 1 has started to ship, And this may be interesting to you because if you're a variation hunter or an exclusive purchaser, it's got the Kirk Heinous Cardinal Jacks 2-pack, which was originally a Entertainment Earth shared exclusive a couple years ago. But here's the thing. They changed it. The packaging has been altered slightly. So slightly, I'd point it out to you, but you probably wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Well, some of you guys would, but yeah, I'll leave it at that. And the actual helmets have been changed, too. Rather than being molded in clear red plastic, they are molded in clear plastic. So it's just clear. And Kirk Heinous' visor is no longer painted. So you can actually see through the helmets to what should be their eyes, but in practice ends up being their foreheads. So it kind of sucks. But it's a new variant for those great Imperial Troop Builder type figures. I've seen these. I got my case, of course, from Entertainment Earth. You can find these in retail stores as soon as they start hitting. I haven't heard of any retail sightings yet. I haven't even heard of any sightings yet until I had my case delivered to my desk. So, happy hunting for this one. They're the same great figures, just with slightly different helmets. I recommend them. They're great. We sold out Entertainment Earth in record time. And they're really wonderful. So, those are your comic pack roundup for this week. Next week, with any luck, we'll actually do something that's not Star Wars. So, thanks for listening in. We will be back next week. Should be same time, same RSS channel. If you have any requests, let me know. adam@16bit.com. That's adam@16bit.com. Some of you have expressed interest for a entertainment@16bit.com podcast meetup. I don't know if we can do that in New York because of my schedule is currently insane. I don't know if any of you have been to Toy Fair before. I've been as a journalist and as a purchaser. And as a journalist, you can kind of do what you want. You show up, you take a few meetings here and there, you take some pictures, it's a good time. If you go as a company who's buying stuff, you've got meetings every 3 seconds. And if you don't make the next one, they will kill you. And it's like all over New York, there's like stuff at the Javits Center and this building on Broadway and all over the place. And I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to sleep for the next 5 days when I go. So I'm working on it. But if there's a bunch of you want to meet up somewhere, I'll see what I can do. Because I'm sure both of my New York listeners would like to meet each other. That's it for this time. Again, I'm Adam Paulus. This is the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast. Please buy stuff from Entertainment Earth. We appreciate it. And I will see you all next time.